From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, welcome again to another episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott. We'd really like for you to join us in this conversation. So as you have questions or concerns, or maybe topics you'd like to propose, just leave that in the comments section or send us an email. Now remember, Straight Truth is a listener-supported podcast. So if you'd like more information about how you can help us produce this podcast week after week, just go to our website, straighttruth.net. One difficult question that when readers of the New Testament, the church will face at some point is what happens to Old Testament saints when they die? Obviously, something unique happens when Jesus is raised from the dead and he ascends to the Father. He goes to prepare a place for us. There is this heavenly existence as we await a new creation, right? But what about those Old Testament saints? They haven't seen the physical manifestation of the second person of the Trinity yet. They have died, yet died believing. Where do they go? And what sort of existence do they have? That's the question this time. Where do people go when they die in the Old Testament, when they have died before Jesus, the cross, and the resurrection?
Yeah, one of the theories, of course, is that heaven is a different location now since the resurrection of Christ than it was for the Old Testament saints. That before the resurrection of Christ, there were like two compartments in the realm of the dead, and some would be in a place of suffering and some would be in a place of paradise. And then when Christ was raised from the dead, he led captivity captive, and there was this grand ascension into a new realm for all of those who had died previously. He led them out into God's presence in heaven above. I think that's a misreading of Ephesians 4. I don't think it's what that's talking about. I believe that the Old Testament saints who died went immediately into the presence of God. Mm-hmm. Of course, not yet in a resurrected body. That's still in the future.
Right.
But immediately into the presence of God, just like saints today do. I don't think there was any difference. And I think we're hard-pressed to find any biblical evidence to the contrary. I think if we just take what the Bible says about where saints, Old or New Testament, just generic, where saints go after they die into the presence of God, that's the message regarding the Old Testament saints as well. I think a good example of this is found in Matthew chapter 22. Sadducees come to Jesus. They don't believe in a resurrection.
Yep.
They're testing him with a silly question about a woman who marries a succession of husbands and they all die. Whose wife will she be in the resurrection? And in verse 29 of that chapter, it says this, "But Jesus answered them, 'You are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living.' And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching." What's interesting is these statements made after Abraham had lived, after Isaac and Jacob had lived. I am the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. This is Old Testament saints presently having a relationship with God. I am right now their God, having a relationship with God after their death. I think about the Mount of Transfiguration, Matthew 17. Jesus and his disciples are there. There's a conversation going on with Moses and Elijah. Moses died and was buried. Elijah was translated, carried into the presence of God. The Bible describes his transport as upward. Mm-hmm. He's carried up into heaven, not down into the realm of the dead, but up, Sheol, but up into heaven. And yet he and Moses are in the same place, apparently. Christ is known to both of them. So the expectation even of Old Testament saints was an enjoyment of God's presence after death. I think about Psalm 16. I think about Psalm 139, as you and I have talked about before, and you mentioned to me. There are passages that speak of the Old Testament saints' expectation of pleasure in the presence of God. And so I don't think there's any difference in location. Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "Today, you'll be with me
That's right.
in paradise.
So we can say maybe paradise,
Sure.
And what you're saying is heaven. Paul says to be absent from the body
right, to be present with the Lord.
So right. A presence with the Lord, no difference really between that
right.
and heaven. Same thing with hell? Flip side?
Well, there. I would say that there's a place of temporary torment right now.
Okay.
And that the final casting into hell awaits the great white throne judgment, Revelation chapter 20. So, again, what I never want to be is more specific than the Bible is.
Okay.
What I can say is those who have died right now without Christ are suffering. Mm. We see this when Jesus talks about the rich man and Lazarus. So you have the rich man suffering in Hades, and you have Lazarus in the presence of God in Abraham's bosom. That's the picture we're given. And so beyond that, what I see is a resurrection in Revelation 20 and a final casting of everything into eternal torment. So there's more than one stage of this. But beyond that, where the Scripture is silent, I want to be silent. Where the Scripture speaks, I want to speak.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, if you've made an observation or have a question related to this episode, just leave that in the comments section below. Now, be sure to go to our website, straighttruth.net. There you will find a host of information, including links to all of our social media channels like Facebook and Twitter. And if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to like it and share it with family and friends. Lastly, go to the podcast section of iTunes and leave us a review. Now remember, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.